media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Drexel Dragons, Zach Spiker. Good morning, Coach Spiker.
Good morning, Rob. How you doing?
I'm well. Before we talk about your team last week in the final week of the regular season here, giving all the coaches the opportunity to speak on behalf of some of your players who you feel are worthy for all-conference recognition.
Yeah, I think we've got a couple guys that certainly have performed at a level that I think others would recognize. Certainly, I start with our senior class and Austin Williams, who we're a different team when he's in the game. Bottom line, you've got a guy of that size and that length and the experience that he provides. He's one of the top 10 shot blockers in the nation in shots blocked per game. And when you have a guy that can protect the rim out there, it certainly makes a huge difference. So Austin Williams has provided a great spark to our program and really has a presence in there and has done a great job for us as a leader. But in terms of numbers and ability, I don't know if there's a player that has affected games defensively as much as he has. And you can look at our numbers with him on the floor, with him off the floor, and sometimes there's a really big difference. So Austin Williams would be someone I would talk about a great deal. Certainly you mentioned, Martin mentioned Tremaine Isabel, who has as good ability, I think, as anybody in our conference of getting by guys and getting to the rim and scoring and making basketball plays. He's got a knack and a nose to get to the rim. He's the second leading scorer in our league, and at the same time, also is one of the better rebounders in our league and maybe the best rebounding guard in the conference.
Thanks very much
for
that.
Another guy I would mention, too, that comes off the bench is Troy Harper. And, I call him, by all accounts, a sixth starter. When you look at the minutes played and his effectiveness for us, he does a great job accepting his role as every player. The exception of one or two on every team, every guy wants more. But he is doing what helps us the best and comes off the bench and has really done a great job. You know, he had a big injury early in the season. Actually, I think it was in the first four games of the year, and he missed a huge stretch. But when he's come back and is able to attack the rim and draw defenses, and if they don't, he scores it. If they do, he makes the right play. Troy Harper has been a good presence for us, and certainly I think a very well-deserving option as a Sixth Man of the Year award.
All right, very very good. For we look at the final week of the regular season, you guys dropped a couple of road games at Northeastern and at Hofstra. Just give me your view on how you felt like your team played on that trip.
Well, again, it's something that, it's probably a good segue from what we just talked about. We played about 30 minutes the entire game at Hofstra, and I would say most of the game and almost the entire second half without Austin Williams. And to be both those games, 5 minutes to play, three-point game, without your starting center, your team captain, I think we did some really good things. We've got to be more consistent to close out games on the defensive end and get stops when we really need them. And that a lot has to do with going to get a basketball and rebounding it and forcing the team to take tough shots. So, and then we've got to execute, as every team does at this time of year. You've got to be able to hit open shots and to make plays to get to the foul line.
Got a media question in queue if you'll get that for us, John.
Your next question comes from the line of Mr. Mark Narducci. Your line is now open.
Thank you. Hi, Zach.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Great. How you doing?
Doing well. Doing well, thanks.
Hey, could you give us a quick update on Austin?
I actually can't give you a whole lot and just tell you that, I know we're a better team when he plays. We'd love to have him. I know he'd love to be out there. But our goal is, as it is with every player, is to play them without the risk of more injury and for them to be healthy long term.
Okay. Is that still the same injury, lower leg injury?
Yes, it is. It is the same injury. Excuse me, the same lower leg area. He's a seasoned basketball player, so he's seen a lot and he's experiencing a lot, and he's a tough kid. And you know, we'll get him out there where our medical staff thinks it's safe to get him out there, whether it's this weekend or the conference tournament. We just have to wait and see.
Okay. How about Delaware now? That's such a rivalry, and how about your thoughts on that game coming up?
Well, we love rivalry games. We love opportunities to play. You know, just like any time we play in the city of Philadelphia, you know, we wear the gold jersey. It's a gold jersey game for our team, for our campus, for the DAC pack. We represent a lot of people when we play these rivalry games, just like we did when we played Temple Tight, when we won at LaSalle. And certainly we played Delaware in a close game after playing poorly, and then we had a big comeback. So we're excited about the opportunity to be at home. We're excited about the opportunity to play this game in our gym. And we're excited about the opportunity to wear a gold jersey and have this opportunity. But rivalry games, whether they're in January, whether they're in November, December, or February, or even in the conference tournament, they're always exciting games. And the energy level and the preparation and excitement level always goes up when you have those. So we're excited about it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, Mark, hope to see you here on Thursday.
I'll be there.
Zach, you talked about in the open about Troy Harper and 14 points per game last week. I think it's his ninth double-digit game in CAA play. What does he provide you off the bench, and why do you like him coming off in that role?
You know, as I said, and as we talked to him, it's like a sixth starter. You know, he's accepted that role because he knows that's what's best for our team. What do we like about Troy Harper? We like that he is an attacking guard. You know, one of the things that we were interested about, even when he was in the recruiting process, which was a long process, was his ability to get to the foul line. And he's an attacking guard that does that. And he also is able to see open teammates as he drives. And that really was on display this past weekend. And he played some really good basketball. It didn't result in wins for us, but I think he put us in some situations to do it.
You guys offensively, I think 47% or better from the floor now in five straight games. What have you been doing well on that end of the floor?
The short answer, we've been scoring it. You know, and some days it looks better than others from an offensive efficiency standpoint. But when you're able to either make shots or get to the rim, it puts you in a position to have success. And then you've got to be able to finish out on the defensive end. I think this season right now, our offensive efficiency is right there in the middle of the pack, where last year I think we were 10th. So we've made progress in that area, but we still have a ways to go in terms of, we know what we're like. I'm not going to show our cards here on the conference call, but we know what we're like when we're at our best. We know what we're like when we're at our worst, and we're focusing every day to be that team that is very, very difficult to be defended.
Before I let you go, you touched on the rivalry with Delaware, with Mark. But when you start to break down the Blue Hens, what are some of the things your team's going to need to do well on Thursday night?
Well, when you say rivalry, it kind of takes me back to my old job coaching at Army West Point, and you know, there's a rivalry of Army Navy and what that means, and we get our getting ready for that game, and we feel that similar excitement. Maybe not quite to that level on the national stage, but if you're here in West Philadelphia and you're wearing the blue and gold, you know what a big deal this game is, and we're excited for that, and we cannot wait for this opportunity. So some people maybe don't get excited or get nervous, oh, we have to play this game. We're going to be a program about a get-to program. We get to do these things. We get to have this opportunity. We get to wear the gold jersey. We get to have Delaware in our gym. And I hope that our guys understand that, we talk about it, and we play with that excitement that we get to do this on this Thursday. So it's great for the basketball. It's great for our league. It's great for the city. And, Martin's done a tremendous job. He's recruited well. He's developed their young talent. They've got a good group, and I'm sure they'll be ready to play. And that's what makes our league so dangerous. There are rivalry games, but every game, if you're not ready to play and you don't play your best, It's tough to dig out of holes in our league because the talent level is so high.
All right, Zach, thanks as always for taking time with us today, and we look forward to talking to you again next week.
Okay, thank you. We'll see you,
Ralph. All right, thanks. Thank you. All